This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Nearly every controversy in the field of public education goes like this. An elite group of educators put together a radical curriculum for the students. Then other educators, politicians, and the public find out about it and ask for changes. Immediately, the educational establishment claims that people with no understanding of education are censoring them. Then the establishment media begins to broadcast and publish stories about censorship in America. The latest example has been the College Board Advanced Placement course in African American Studies. Months ago, the College Board refused to release the curriculum, but Stanley Kurtz was able to obtain a copy of it and began to warn schools about its socialist agenda and the promotion of critical race theory. Unfortunately, few people had access to the curriculum until recently. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicked up a controversy when he rejected the College Board curriculum and asked for changes. The White House press secretary accused the governor of trying to block the study of Black Americans. But even Florida's recent Stop Woke Act mandates the teaching of a series of topics in the history of Black Americans, from slavery to racial segregation to racial discrimination. Now the public can see for themselves what was in the original curriculum. It features topics on Black queer studies and post-racial racism. There's also a section for making a case for reparations. Fortunately, the College Board has released a rewrite. Critical race theory is out, and Condoleezza Rice is in. The curriculum includes an excerpt from the former Secretary of State's 2012 speech to the Republican Presidential Convention. The lesson here is to be skeptical when educators shout censorship when they produce a radical curriculum for the public schools. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.